Listen to this story. This is quite amazing. I took a trip on the Amazon and we stopped in this village. It didn't even have any roads. And there's a girl who's sitting in there and she's practicing a nylon string guitar. So I listen for a while and then we say to her, and I say, I know a South American song and I play. Do dee do da dee dee do da do dee. And she says, I know an American song. I say, really? Yeah. She goes.
What are the odds?
Yeah.
What did you say to her?
There was nothing to say. What am I going to say? I wrote that song?
Yeah,
in the middle of the Amazon. It's so completely out of the realm of possibility,
Yeah. That's Paul Simon talking to me and my friend and colleague Bruce Headlam. A moment I never believed could happen. Months before, I met Paul Simon for the first time in a little Italian restaurant in Manhattan. He arrived early, no entourage, no publicist. He was wearing a Yankees cap and jeans. In person, he's unassuming, direct, funny in a slightly wry New York kind of way, youthful. It was hard to remember that he had his first hit before I was born. I'll admit, I was starstruck. I've been a fan all my life. The very first pop music I ever remember hearing was Simon and Garfunkel. It was 1970. I was 7. My family had just moved to Canada from England. We had a record player, but no records. My mother went to the public library and checked out 2 albums, a Peter, Paul, and Mary record that I've largely forgotten, and Bridge Over Troubled Water, which I've never forgotten. And now, 50 years later, here he was, having lunch with me. I asked him, what do you think of sitting down and having an extended conversation about your career?
Ba-da-ba-ba-da. You know what? I'm going to stand. I'm going to stand up.
He liked the idea.
It's going to be better. I think this is going to be a no contest, but let's just check the 2 guitars against each other for sound.
How would you describe the difference in the sound of the 2 guitars?
How would you?
I'm not the guy to ask. I enlisted my oldest friend Bruce Headlam to help with the interviewing because Bruce knows a lot more about music than I do. And because way back when I was 7, and I first listened to Bridge Over Troubled Water, I listened to it with Bruce. It seemed like the best of karma to invite him along.
What do I think? I think the first one, I think the second one is the Martin, and the first one is your favorite guitar. Is it Gurian?
Yeah. And you, which one did you like, 1 or 2?
I prefer 2.
That's interesting.
It's funny, on everything you played, I preferred this. Until you did the finger picking, and then I actually preferred the Martin on the finger picking.
So there were 3 of us: me, Bruce, Paul.
Well, you know what? We'll do a take on one, and then we'll do a take on the other,
okay.
And then we'll see.
We met 9 times, first in Hawaii, way up in the mountains, in a tiny little studio in what used to be the fruit cellar of a ramshackle house perched on the side of a mountain.
I mean, look around this whole place, you'll just see, everything you see is like an odd sound. Even that little box is a cajon.
There was a pit bull who greeted us enthusiastically each morning. The rumor was that Mick Fleetwood had recorded there once.
When will I be loved?
Can we play a little bit of When Will I Be Loved?
Then, after a break of a few months, we met again in a cottage in Paul Simon's backyard, joined by his engineer, Andy Smith.
Simon and Garfunkel, they kind of...
We'd listen to music, and Paul would play and tell stories. Each conversation lasted 4, sometimes 5 hours.
Bruce, do the...
Yeah,
all right.
Sure. This is a really good one. Shake it very gently, just to create a cloud.